every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you'll get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
Return us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right, I'm the Cajun Man. From the Bayou Land, and this is Home Talk USA, the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Boy, do I have a great, great show for you today. My guest today is going to be Chuck Hinkle. He's with a company called EcoHeater. He's going to be talking about wall panel heaters. He's going to be offering some great, great tips on heating solutions. That's right. That's going to be our topic. So I sure hope you stay with us. But Chuck Hinkle, EcoHeater, you're no stranger to Home Talk Radio, but we're broadcasting live all across this country on television, radio, and it's just so great to have you on the show again.
Thanks, Michael. It's really great to be back.
People can finally see what we're talking about.
Well, that may not be a plus.
I know a little later on the show, you're going to be in the workshop, and we're going to give a great demonstration on how these wall panels actually work. Before we get into the show, maybe you can just give us a little history on EcoHeater, the company itself.
Sure. We've been in business for about 8 years. We've been selling in Aces and Do It Best and True Values, and we're in Lowe's this year for the fifth year in a row.
Whoa, okay.
So starting to get some acceptance.
You know, I was impressed also. Yesterday we went on some, I went on some calls with you, and you have some great distributors in my area, and it was just great to get out the studio and go see some of your clients, and boy, the positive reaction that we got from these box store owners on your product was just amazing, man.
Mike's Hardware in New Orleans.
Yeah,
so they've sold over 500 of these things over the years.
Amazing.
One of our great customers, and unlike the bigger home centers, it's a relatively small store. Honest to goodness, they got something for everybody in that store.
Oh, that's great. So, hey, we do welcome you if you're in New Orleans, and we have an affiliate that's listening to us right now, Mike's Hardware on Elysian Fields, right?
That's right.
All right, what is the EcoHeater?
The EcoHeater is a wall panel heater. It's about 2 feet square that mounts to the wall using these special anchors.
Okay. Now, what heater models are currently available, though? Because I know a little later in the show, I think you brought two models. Okay.
We have a thermostat model called the T400, and then another model with an on-off switch called the NA400. They're both really the same panel, just a little different controller. And both of them come with a heat reflector and, of course, the mounting kit.
Let's talk about that heat reflector just for a minute, because in our installation, when we were installing it, and my audience is going to see how easy it is to install. I noticed that you have an alternative heating foil reflector that can go onto the wall. Can you explain that a little bit? Because it is optional, right?
Sure. If you think about heat travels to cold. So particularly that drywall wall you have in your house is by definition always going to be cooler than that panel that's heating up. So what that reflector does is it blocks the heat from being absorbed by the wall and then being so the heat can be better reflected out and stay in the room. Now, if you have a block house, you know, popular in like Florida and some locales, having that heat absorbed by the block is actually a good thing, because once that wall warms up, then the whole thing acts as a radiator.
Well, I also know when you were talking about the thermostat that you was making some heater adjustments. Can you explain that? Because you started off when we turned it on, it went to, what, 72 degrees? And
right.
Explain that.
The thermostat model, when you turn it on, it goes right to 72 degrees. Now, that 72 degrees is not the ambient temperature in the room. It's the temperature that's being read at the tip of that sensor. So it's pretty commonsensical. If you know, you turn on, you let it warm up for half an hour or 45 minutes, and you're not warm enough, you know, there's a little plus sign, just increase that. In my own house, I usually put it on 90 or 99, and what that means is it's going to run until that temperature is met at that sensor, which it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And now if you have a situation where you're trying to keep pipes and a water heater from freezing, you might put that down to 50.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a benefit when you're in a shoulder season that, you know, it's not really, really cold every day. You know, you get warm days and you have cold days.
Well, Chuck, how reliable is the heater, though?
Real reliable. There's not much to break on it. You know, like anything, you know, once in a while you might get a defect. But you know, we have a customer service group that has a three-year warranty and basically, you know, we'll send you out a replacement.
Well, I'm getting some tweets right now, and we have – my audience can send us a Twitter question, and we have one right now. And it's probably a common question. Can the Eco Heater be used as a home's primary heating source?
Well, it really depends. I mean, we do call it supplemental heat, but it depends a lot on the climate. Like here in New Orleans, you know, it doesn't get that cold. And it's great for taking that chill off. You know, if you're some northern state with lots of snow, you know, I don't recommend it.
All right. And you can send me your tweet, your Twitter questions. The key word is Home Talk USA. What size room will the heater warm, though?
Again, that really varies. It depends a lot on the construction integrity of the room. So I live in Washington, D.C. You know, our bedroom is probably 16 by 18 or so. And it works fine as a supplemental heat. We turn down the central heating overnight and have the Eco Heater take the chill off the bedroom.
How long, though, will it take to actually heat a room, though?
Well, the way it works is primarily by convection. So you probably need a half an hour to an hour for the room to start really, you know, feeling the effect of the heater. It's not like one of those heaters that you're feeling this blast. It's very subtle.
Yeah, and I notice it's very efficient. The efficiency of this was amazing.
Well, it's only 400 watts.
Yeah.
You know, typical space heaters are 1,500 watts. So it's, you know, just over a fourth of the energy that a typical space heater uses.
Well, Chuck, what makes the Eco Heater energy efficient? What really makes it efficient?
Well, it's only consuming 400 watts.
Because it's only consuming 400.
Instead of 1,500.
Wow. So that's, Chuck, that's hardly nothing. It's really hard and nothing.
Right. The typical average for a kilowatt hour of electricity in the United States is about 10 cents. So it really varies on where you live. But at 10 cents, it's going to cost 4 cents an hour to run.
Well, I've got about a minute left, and then we're going to have to take a short break. And again, a little later in the show, Chuck and me and Trish. That's right.
Your assistant.
My assistant. It's going to be installing one.
Right.
So, but before we do that, can you just let my audience know what to expect, what they're going to be looking for when we do that demo? Can you break it down for us just a little bit?
Sure. So basically, you're going to mark the holes with a template we supply. You're going to drill the holes, put in the mounting post, put the panel on the mounting post, screw in four screws, and put the caps on the screws. And pull out the little thermostat.
Yeah.
And plug it in.
And that's basically what they're going to see. Plus,
And if you put in the reflector, it takes just a few minutes more.
Well, Chuck, we're going to have to take a short break.
Sure.
Okay. So I want you to stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Also, If you want to catch some of our past episodes, we have a website called HomeTalkTV.com. All right. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. And please, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yeah. Salesman that kept me moving from state to state. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette, state of Louisiana, wondering where a city boy could go to get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing the Zydeco.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, all your social media outlets. And the keyword is Home Talk USA. If you want me to personally help you with your home improvement project, we have a website set up called AskMichaelKing.com. And you can always drop me an email at CajunContractor@Yahoo.com. We make it very easy for you to send me your questions and your comments about this show, maybe an upcoming a topic you would like me to discuss here. So drop me that email. We're having a great conversation with Chuck Henkel. Chuck is with a company called Eco Heater. We're talking about wall panel heaters. Basically, a heating panel system that basically attaches to the wall. Chuck's explaining all the features and benefits, and I know we talked about energy efficiency. A little later in the show, we'll get to see how it's easy to install. But it's just so many benefits. Indoor air quality, bringing them energy bills down. It's just so many. It's just too numerous for me to think of the benefits. And most importantly, it's affordable. Very affordable.
That's really correct, Michael. And the key on the Eco Heater is the way it works. It's a panel that's mounted about an inch off the wall. So what happens is the air between the wall and the panel warms up, then rises, then draws cool air from the floor. So you're circling warm air throughout the room, plus you get radiant heat off the front.
I guess, just off the top of my head, that you can close off certain rooms. If you take the more popular rooms that are used.
Right.
Close off the ones that you don't use. Shut your heating system down. Makes no sense to burning all that in. And actually, do what I call zone heating. You know, put a panel in each room.
Where you need it.
Where you need it.
Right.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, the whole key with zone heating is heating the space that you need when you need it. So, you know, during the day, a lot of people have home offices now. It's great having one in there. Bedrooms at night, you know, that bedroom furthest from the furnace, always not quite warm enough. And for someone who's redone their basement, you know, it's scalable. So, you know, the basements can be really large spaces, right? So you could have a multiple number of units in a bigger space.
One of the questions I'm thinking of, is the heater safe for children, elderly, the guests, and maybe my pet?
Sure.
Is it safe?
Well, pets love them. There's no doubt about that. For the key with children, because it doesn't get hot to the touch, it's about 170 to 180 degrees. And while that sounds warm, it's really a lot cooler than a typical oil-filled radiator. You know, those get to be about 240, 250 degrees, plus they're metal. You know, the EcoHeater, after it's been on for a couple hours, you can touch it, you're going to pull your hand off. So, with the exception of a child, might be a special needs child, by the time they're a couple, 3 years old, you know, you can teach them right from wrong. And, you know, adults, you know, certainly you don't want to have it being used where you might have an incapacitated adult.
No, I'm really stretching here, you know, and that's what I do here. I think of all these scenarios, and one I'm coming up with, what about your pipes? I mean, can the EcoHeater be used to keep pipes from freezing?
Sure, a lot of people use them in second homes, you know, like a cabin, where you don't really want the heat on blasting while you're not there, but you have that in the little pump room, for instance. And, you know, the big savings on this solution is, if you have that cold room, you know, if you ever priced out the cost of running new ventilation to the far side of your house, you know, it's thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Here for about $100, you know, you can fix the issue. And if it's a bigger space and or, you know, it doesn't have good insulation or bad windows, you can always put a couple units in there.
How close should the furniture or objects be from the EcoHeater?
Well, the Underwriter Laboratories regulation says that you should not have fabric within 3 feet in front of it. Now, if it's right next to it, that's not a problem because it doesn't get hot on the sides, only in front. So you don't want a sofa right in front of it. In my office, I have an IKEA wood desk, you know, right next to the thing, and it's never left a mark. So we certainly can't make some blanket statement, but, you know, common sense prevails.
Well, what I really liked about it is that the heater really can match my room's decor because it can be painted.
That's right. They're fully paintable with latex, water-based paint. So the whatever paint you use on your wall, perfect for painting the heater.
Yeah, and we did that a little later. We when we finished installing it, I think the wall that we had was blue, and we went ahead and paint the EcoHeater wall panel blue. It's an amazing, affordable, unit, heating unit, supplemental, you know, unit system. And I want to go back to the zone heating part of it because that's impressive to me when I can close rooms. And again, it's safe, no toxic fumes, there's no air being blown out. It's just, is it a radiant heat or?
It's radiant off the front and convection off the back. So, you know, just let your viewers know, you know, if you have some big great room with 20-foot ceilings, this is not a good solution for you, right? This is great for a bedroom, a room where you can shut the door. That's when it really really pays.
And again, to recap, the two units, the difference in the models is basically one is a thermostatic unit and one's not, right?
Right. The thermostatic unit, most stores sell those for around $100, and the on-off switch is going to be a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, because that's what the unit that I saw at Mike's was the thermostat, and he had it special at $99.
That's right, and same as Lowe's, they're selling for $99.
I know we did some cold calling yesterday, too. You remember we went past a couple other stores in the area, and you just wanted to find out a little bit if they carried your unit, and basically what they said was, no, we don't carry it, but Mike's Hardware down the road.
Right down the street.
They already know where it's at. We're out of time, my friend. Thank you so much. Give us that website. How can we learn more about EcoHeat?
Sure. www.ecoheat.com. ecoheat.com.
Say it one more time.
EcoHeat. ecoheat.com.
Chuck Hankel, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. That was Chuck Hankel. Don't forget, we're going to be continuing on the Biz Talk Radio Network. That's right. We want to thank all of our television viewers that's going to be signing out. But you can go to the World Wide Web right now at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. I'll be right back. Yay! To get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing inside of home.
Well, Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Did you know that Home Talk USA now is the number one most listened to and downloaded home improvement show? That's right, with over 16,000 on our 24/7, 365 on-demand show, and also 80,000 podcast downloads per week, which you can access on our website at HometalkUSA.com. And when you're there, don't forget, you can catch our television show. That's right, Home Talk TV with the Cajun Man every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Time on BizTV.com. Or you can go to our website at HometalkTV.com. I think we have like 28 episodes that we have archived that you can catch our show. You can actually see what we're talking about here on the radio show. All right, my next guest is Nick Richmond. He is the owner of My Matrix Basement Systems. I thought it'd be great to get Nick on the show. And, hey, Nick, welcome to Home Talk. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Michael, doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
All right, great. If life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning, Mr. Nick. But, hey, have you been on the show before? I don't remember.
No, it's my first time. Thank you for having me.
Wow, 1,086 episodes, and I finally get you on the show. What has taken you so long, Mr. Nick?
Well, we've been busy. We've been busy building basements, Michael.
The common answer is, you didn't invite me, Mr. King.
Yeah, right?
Hey,
I appreciate the invitation.
No, it did, oh, my friend. Hey, I think my audience is going to really, really like this this topic. And basements, you know, we've been doing these basement subjects for a while now. But so let's start a little bit about your company, a little bit about your background before I get into the services you provide.
No problem. Well, we're the company's Matrix Basement Systems. We're a design build firm that focuses exclusively on basement finishing. We do not do any other aspects of home remodeling. We just focus exclusively on finishing basements.
So basically, you finish to make it livable?
Yeah, we design and build, you know, anywhere from mid-grade to high-end luxury basement for using unique health smart products. We use special products for the projects that we build.
Okay. Now, what services you actually do provide, though, the service itself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do everything from providing just the product only for do-it-yourselfers to full turnkey spaces where we're building out the, everything from the walls, the electrical, ceiling, flooring, bars, bathrooms, golf simulators, theaters. We do everything down in the basement. So long as the homeowner wants us to provide all those things.
Oh, so you're actually providing the products themselves, right?
Yes. We have two companies. One's Matrix Manufacturing, which is a business that manufactures a special mold-proof, waterproof wall system. And then Matrix Basement Systems is the design-build general contractor that goes in and works directly with the homeowner on designing and building the basement of their dreams.
So, again, now what exactly is the Matrix Basement Finishing System? I mean, how is it very unique, though?
Well, we found that using traditional materials down in a below-grade space is a little bit of a challenge because of the moisture and the water issues down in the basement. And we found a product called magnesium oxide, which is also known as MGO, which is a stone material that is used as a substitute for drywall, and magnesium oxide will not absorb water and it will not deteriorate like your traditional building products. and we take a closed cell EPS foam. We take 3 inches of foam and we laminate a sheet of magnesium to both sides of that foam to create a structural freestanding wall system that doesn't require framing, and it will withstand water events or high moisture. And that's what we use to build out the walls in the basement.
Okay. Now, what is your opinion on using drywall and conventional materials, say, when you're trying to refinish that basement, Nick?
Well, you know, maybe I'm biased when I say this, but, you know, assuming that the contractor or the homeowner is aware of the alternative options, such as the product we provide, I think they'd be crazy for using conventional materials for finishing a basement. You know, in my opinion, when you drywall in a basement, sort of a thing of the past, you know, with water making its way into a basement in so many different ways, the probability of mildew or mold is very high if there are organic materials being used down in that basement space. Not to mention just the general humidity that exists in most basements, especially up here in the Midwest. We have these vast humidity swings in the basement space. And with drywall, you know, it's a sponge and it absorbs moisture. You have that mildew smell. And not only that, you know, even fiberglass insulation has been, you know, it's been proven that it doesn't retain its R value or its insulation rating down in those below grade spaces, because when it gets damp and wet, it loses the majority of its insulation capabilities. So, you know, we're just finding that to encapsulate fiberglass against the cold concrete wall and then go over it with sheetrock or drywall, in my opinion, in a basement is taboo.
As a contractor, I 100% agree with you, but you know, you can argue it both ways, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm for doing the job where, you know, it's pretty much once you do it, it's over with, or with no maintenance, low maintenance, or something that's going to last for a long period of time. Because let's face it, you know, some of these costs of these home improvement projects can be very costly. If you know, at the end of the day, I guess what I'm saying, Nick, I don't want it to become a money pit. You follow me?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you get what you pay for, and if it's any testament, you know, I started this company 7 years ago out of the spare bedroom in my apartment. We finish about 400 basements a year now. We're the largest basement remodeling company in the United States. So, you know, that if that's any testament to the product we've developed, I don't know what is.
Very well said. Now, how many locations do you have and what areas do you really service?
Well, we have our headquarters is in Arlington Heights, Illinois, which is just north of Chicago. We service the entire Chicagoland area, parts of Northwest Indiana, and also Wisconsin. I have an office in Detroit that services all of Southeast Michigan and also Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And then we also have dealers in other parts of the country, contractors that are our product as dealers. And we also distribute our product to do-it-yourselfers throughout the country. We get a lot of just one-off projects, homeowners calling us from remote areas where we don't provide service, and we'll just send them the product for them to install themselves.
Now, how many basements you said you finish about 400 now?
Up to about 400 basements annually. You know, over the last 6.5-7 years, we've finished somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,100 basements, but this year, you know, we're on pace to do 400, you know, that's our goal.
Well, you're not really hitting on this. You know that, right?
I'm sorry?
I said you're not really hitting the services on this. You got so much room for expansion. It's unreal, you know? No, that's a basement. Well, people starting to live in
their basement.
That's right. People starting to live in. You know, basements used to be just for storage. But now people are, you know, closing them in and making them, you know, airtight and energy efficient and, you know, leak-proof.
Yeah, we don't even like to call them basements, really. It's lower-level living.
Lower level living. I like that. Hey, Nick, we got to take a short break. Stay with us, okay?
Okay, Michael. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back with Nick Richmond. He is with My Matrix Basement Systems, and we're discussing basically basement finishing. He's a basement contractor. He has two companies. One is the material company, and actually is the construction, ceiling, and waterproofing of the basement itself. So he's got it covered. All right, don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com at the top of the hour when we get off the air. Hey, we sure hope you stay with us. You can go to HometalkUSA.com and catch us on demand 24-7, 365. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hi, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. You can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is always Home Talk USA. And if you have a personal question for the Cajun contractor, we have a website set up called AskMichaelKing.com. That's AskMichaelKing.com. And finally, we invite all my Home Talk USA radio listeners to tune in to Home Talk TV. That's right. The Cajun Man is on the tube every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time. You can go to BizTV.com. And you can catch our show. And if you happen to miss our television show, we have an archives. Just go to HometalkTV.com, HometalkTV.com. We're talking to Nick Richmond. He is with My Matrix Basement Systems. We're discussing basement finishing. He's a basement contractor. Nick, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about your Matrix Basement Finishing Systems, and you said you do about 400 basements a year on an average, and you're on pace to do that again this year. Congratulations to you. But what is the average cost of a Matrix basement system, though?
Well, we're finding that the average is creeping up because, to your point from earlier, it seems like people are getting more and more elaborate with these spaces, and they're looking to make them just basements for recreation but another living space in their home. And, you know, I would say we have basic projects that are between 25 and 40,000, and then large projects well over 100,000. We're finding that our average right now is around 40,000, which is up considerably from the last couple of years.
Now, do you offer financing options for your customers, though?
Absolutely. We do, yeah. Financing is a huge part of our business. I would say that 70% of our clients are using our financing programs. And, you know, with the lending coming back to the home improvement industry after the 2008 issues that came up where the banks kind of went away, they're coming back, and we're finding a plethora of programs for our customers, such as no interest, financing for up to 60 months. We have a fixed rate program at 2.99% fixed rate for 120 months. And these programs that we have give these customers the ability to not just finish the basement period, but also spend a little more to get it done right so that they get the basement that they want that's going to last forever. And financing is almost a segment of our organization just in itself.
Well, you're right, because, you know, let's face it, you know, the average person doesn't have, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 in, you know, extra laying around. Most of them have to, you know, put a mortgage against their house, or depending on their credit, you know, some of them can get signature loans, you know. But if you can offer a good financial package that's not, you know, pretty reasonable, that's not going to take up, you know, it's not going to take 6 weeks to close. That's the advantage that you have, is the success or failure can be, you know, just by make sure that you can get them the money, you know. Now, how do you feel about basement remodeling? Let me reword it this way. It's always ROI, you know, return of investment. And, you know, how much money should they put in their house? Will they get their money back? Will it increase the value of their home if they decide to sell? What is your take on that, Nick?
That's a really good question, Michael. And, you know, there are a lot of different opinions when it comes to how basement finishing may impact return on investment. And I've heard different rules of thumb. Some people will say, you know, spend no more than 10 to 15% of your home's value. You know, I think that everything goes to scale, obviously. If you're in a $1 million home, you may invest more into your basement naturally than if you were in a $150,000 home. So sometimes that does impact things and making sure that the basement space is being built to scale with the value of the home and it's consistent with the quality of the home. But in the wheelhouse that we're in and the clientele that we're working with, we're finding that, the housing market in that segment is becoming very competitive and buyers are looking for complete turnkey homes that are low maintenance and that they're up to date with today's standards. And I think from a sheer marketability standpoint, to have a beautifully finished basement provides a huge leg up when someone is comparing, you know, that home to one with an unfinished dungeonous basement space. And not only that, it seems like the homes, the newer homes being built are being built with the plan for future finishing down in that basement space. And what I mean by that is they have much higher ceilings. We're seeing, you know, 9-10 foot ceilings, walkout basements, garden view basements. And when it's a walkout or a garden view basement, for example, you know, that's actually, you know, marketable living space. That's additional square footage that we're now adding to the house when we finish it. So I think sometimes it does depend on the home and the value of the home, but I would say in today's world, when people are looking to purchase a home, you know, they would prefer to see a whole other level of living space as opposed to the burden of having to finish something that's totally unfinished and bare.
Yeah. All right, Nick, we're out of time, my friend. Great job. You know, definitely going to get you back on. A good topic to discuss. Basements are, you know, I have a lot of my listeners all across the country. Home Talk is... you know, has a tremendous amount of affiliates in the north where a lot of my listeners have basements, and it's just good information. So give us a website. How can we learn more about My Matrix basement systems?
Sure. Our website is www.mymatrixbasement.com, mymatrixbasement.com, and you can visit our website, see our location, see photo galleries of our work, and learn about our products.
All right, thank you so much, my friend. Nick Richmond, thank you for being our guest on Home Talk.
Okay, Michael, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We got one in the can, one to go. That's right. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, Home Talk TV. We want to welcome my television viewers that's going to be tuning in on Home Talk TV, Biz TV. So we sure hope you stay with us. We will be simulcasting at the same time on this radio station, Lifestyle Business Talk Network, Biz TV. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back. Now you here? Yay!